Where are you going?
Right in. I'll be back in 4 hours.
Eric. Leave the snakes alone today. He'll be angry and afraid. Dina hosan hiteshna agi. Hatisha yahasnigo atta.
Something. You better come see.
What do you think it is?
I don't know.
La inte nafshina se nivamshe nikara to shishin.
Say?
He said it should be returned. They will be coming.
C'è Antonio.
Qualcuno è entrato nel documento di MJ.
Ma chi ha fatto una cosa del genere? Chi?
Non lo so.
Quello è dove ho chiesto che chi mi ha chiesto. Mi ha chiesto di
Ja, ich verstehe vollkommen. Nein, das ist deren Problem. Die müssen die Sache sofort erledigen.
Yes.
Sie sind mit der MJ-Akte vertraut?
Ja. Ich habe bereits alles erledigt.
Gut.
gentlemen. That was the phone call I never wanted to get.
Inside?
I'm not feeling well. I didn't sleep last night. Really not in the mood for the Three Stooges.
I don't think we've been followed.
Oh, who would follow you?
A multinational black ops unit. Codenamed Garnet.
Trained killers. School of the Americas alumni.
You boys have been defacing library books again?
They don't want us. They want him.
Kenneth Suna.
We think that's his real name.
You've heard us refer to him as the Thinker.
What did he do?
Hacked into the Defense Department computer system.
Why?
The Thinker's an anarchist and a snoop. Whatever he got into has made him a very wanted man. Customs and immigration are on full alert. Every port of egress is closed.
What are you coming to me for?
In his last communique, the Thinker named a meeting place and a 3-hour time window. He asked specifically for you.
The only problem is he may already be dead.
What happened?
She just shot her husband. Married 30 years. Like she went crazy.
Everybody go back to your apartment. We'll handle this.
Excuse me, sir.
Where is this?
I don't want you to know my real name. I just don't think it's that important that you know.
Sounds like a line I used in a bar once.
Look, I'm sorry about the wait, but I kind of got this ninja party shaking my butt.
Why? What do you got?
Well, if I'm correct, I got the original Defense Department's UFO intelligence files. Everything from 1940s and up.
Everything?
Everything. Roswell, MJ-12, and beyond.
You've read them?
Not entirely. I downloaded all I could, and then I split. I mean, I knew that these guys were going to be after me.
What makes you think they know who you are?
I didn't take any precautions. I mean, I didn't even expect to get inside.
You know, they've always denied that these files even existed. What do you want from me?
I want the truth. And I want you to promise that those rat bastards answer to the people.
Skinner's looking for you.
Come in and lock the door.
Why? What's going on?
Are you familiar with the Ten Commandments, Scully?
You want me to recite them?
Just number 4, the one about obeying the Sabbath, the part where God made heaven and earth but didn't bother to tell anybody about his side projects.
What are you talking about?
The biggest lie of all.
What is this?
The Holy Grail. The original Defense Department files. Hard evidence that the government has known about the existence of extraterrestrials for almost 50 years.
Where did you get this?
Your friendly neighborhood anarchist. I don't believe this. This is just gibberish.
Wait a minute. I'm so sick of this crap. P.S. and double talk. I can't believe this.
Mulder, this may not be gibberish.
It's a joke, Scully. It's a bad joke.
I think it's just encrypted, and I think I recognize it. It looks like Navajo. It was used during World War II. My father told me that it was the only code the Japanese couldn't break. I remember the long strings of consonants.
Well, can you find out?
Well, only a handful of people can decipher it.
I'll find one of them.
Mulder. Are you okay?
Yeah. I just haven't been sleeping.
Sir?
Agent Mulder, I need to speak with you.
About?
I'm in the office.
Why? Is this another jerk-off assignment where I end up doing the government's dirty work?
It's about a rumor that you may be in receipt of some sensitive files.
I don't know anything about that.
Agent Mulder, listen. I'm talking to you. Are we finished, Agent Mulder? Are we done? We're done.
See me, sir?
Yes, Agent Scully. Please have a seat.
Agent Scully, you heard about the incident here in the hallway yesterday?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any explanation as to Agent Mulder's bizarre behavior?
No, sir. Agent Mulder told me that he was having trouble sleeping.
Do you think Agent Mulder confides in you, Agent Scully?
Of course. He's my partner.
Your partner? Weren't you originally assigned to Agent Mulder to debunk his work?
Yes, sir. A year and a half ago, I've been writing regular reports stating the validity of Agent Mulder's work on the X-Files.
Would you lie to protect him?
Am I being accused of lying?
Agent Mulder has been notified of a disciplinary hearing. If there's something we learn at that meeting that you haven't stated here today, you could be subject to the same summary action.
What action is that?
Dismissal without chance of reinstatement.
Is that all, sir?
Yes, Agent Scully, thank you.
Some pressing business.
We agreed that you would never...
That was a long time ago, Bill. There have been some unforeseen events.
No one was supposed to know.
Who could have predicted the future, Bill? That the computers you and I only dreamed of would someday be home appliances capable of the most technical espionage.
The files should have been destroyed.
They should have, but they weren't. Regret is an inevitable consequence of life.
How do you know my son has them?
The man who stole them has come forward.
Oh, God.
As always, we maintain plausible denial. The files are only as real as their possible authentication.
My name is in those files.
The files have been encrypted, of course. We have a certain luxury of time. We endeavored to prevent that fact from ever coming to light.
You wouldn't harm him.
I've protected him this long, haven't I? Your son has been provident in the alliances that he's created. The last thing we need is a martyr or a crusade.
But if he should learn of my involvement?
You're your own man, Bill. You always have been. But I strongly encourage you in that event to deny everything. It's good to see you again, Bill. You look well.
Answer your door.
Well, I took a pill.
I couldn't find you at work. I was worried about you.
I came home. I must be running a fever. Maybe it's the threat of being burned at the stake.
They called me in today.
What did you tell them?
That nothing was wrong.
Well, you told them the truth, then.
Mulder, you opened the door for them. They're just looking for a good reason now.
Okay, I'll say I'm sorry.
Mulder, these files, who knows you have them?
Why?
Because I had to lie today. And I put my job in jeopardy in order to do so. If they find out about those files...
How would they find out?
Maybe they already know. The question is it worth it? Is this cassette worth risking everything?
I'll tell you when I find out what's on it. Now just tell me who I can talk to about breaking that code.
I'm meeting with somebody in an hour. I might know something later tonight. I just need some kind of assurance that they're not going to let us hang ourselves with this. That I'm doing the right thing.
Try to find out.
I need to know one more thing, Mulder. Why did you attack Skinner?
I've thought about that, Scully. I honestly can't say.
This is all you have?
Currently, yes.
There are words I recognize, but you'll need an actual code talker to make any sense of this. I know a man who might help. I can have him contact you.
Yeah, thank you. Can you tell me which words you do recognize?
This word, it means goods, merchandise. And this one means vaccination. They're both modern words, which is why they stand out.
Thank you. You've been very helpful.
Mulder. Fox, this is your father.
I need to see you right away.
Where are you?
I'm at home. How soon can you be here?
Fox. It's very important. Mulder?
Fox.
Dad?
What is it, Dad? Come here.
Here now. Simple. It was so complicated then. The choices that needed to be made.
What choices, Dad?
You're a smart boy, Fox. You're smarter than I ever was.
About what?
Your politics are yours. You have never thrown in. The minute you do that, their doctrines become yours, and you can be held responsible.
You're talking about your work at the State Department.
You're going to learn things, Fox. You're going to hear the words, and they'll come to make sense to you.
What words?
The merchandise. Look, I've been taking some medication. You'll have to excuse me for a moment.
Who shot him, Mulder?
I don't know.
Mulder, were you arguing?
I didn't do it, Scully. He was trying to tell me something.
Mulder, listen to me.
You gotta believe me, Scully.
Mulder, I believe you. Just listen to me. You've got to get out of there. You have to leave immediately.
I can't leave the crime scene. It'll look like I'm running. Like I'm guilty.
Mulder, they're gonna suspect you anyway. You've got no ID on the shooter. Your behavior has been irrational lately. Mulder, can't you see that everything is pointing directly at you?
You're showing somebody else's weapon.
Damn it, Mulder, you're an FBI agent. You have access to weapons other than your own.
All right, meet me back at my apartment.
No. No, you can't come home. Somebody shot through your window tonight. They almost killed me. God, look at you, you're sick.
I'm okay.
No, come on, come on, I want you to lie down. Come on, I want you to lie down. I'll take your coat off.
You gotta find him, Scully.
Lie down, you have to lie down. Come here.
We gotta find out who killed my father.
Well, right now you need to rest. Okay? Just rest. It's okay. It's okay.
Scully?
Comparison as soon as they send me the bullet removed from the victim.
How long will it take to determine if they're a match?
They're both 9mm rounds. Run the specs, compare the strike. We should know pretty much right away.
Scully.
You took my gun.
I took your gun to run it through ballistics to try and clear you, Mulder.
Why didn't you ask me?
You had a temperature of 102 last night. I didn't want to wake you.
What, were you afraid I was going to shoot you, too?
Mulder, I'm being called into Skinner's office this afternoon. They're going to want answers, and I'd like some good ones to give them.
So you can clear your conscience and your name? You've been making reports on me since the beginning, Scully, taking your little notes!
Mulder, you're sick. You're not thinking straight. I'm on your side. You know that.
Look, you have my files, and you have my gun. Don't ask me for my trust.
Mulder.
Anyway, Christ, so you might as well tell me the truth. Did you kill my father? Did you kill him? Answer me! Shut!
I have him, Mulder.
No, Scully!
Mulder? Mulder, it's me. Drink some of that. You haven't had any water in over 36 hours. Your shoulder's going to be fine. The round went through nice and clean.
You shot me.
Yes, I did. You didn't give me much choice. You were about to kill Krycek.
Why'd you shoot me? He's the one.
If he is, then his weapon is probably the same one that killed your father.
What are you talking about?
If you killed Krycek with that weapon, there would have been no way to prove that you didn't kill your father. I'm sorry about your father, Mulder. I haven't been able to tell you.
How'd you know it was Krycek?
I didn't. I went back to your apartment to pull the slug from the wall. But I noticed an unmarked van delivering soft water. And I found this in one of the tanks servicing your building.
What is it?
It's a dialysis filter. It's a device used in the transmission of substances to solution. Considering the level of psychosis you were experiencing, it was possibly LSD, amphetamines, or some kind of exotic dopamine agonist.
Oh, my God. There was a murder in my building.
Well, it wasn't an exercise in subtlety. Mulder, these men are quite possibly the same ones who killed your father and who systematically tried to destroy you by turning everyone you could trust against you. I don't think I have to tell you why.
I'd gotten too close to the truth. Where are we?
We're in Farmington, New Mexico.
New Mexico?
We've just driven 2 days across country. I had to put you out to let the side effects of the psychosis abate. This is Albert Hosteen. He's been translating your files.
You're lucky she's a good shot.
Or a bad one.
Albert was a Navajo code talker during World War II. He helped encode the original government documents.
How did you find him?
Through a woman in Washington. But he claims that he knew you were coming.
Last week, we had an omen.
Most of these files are written in jargon, but apparently there was an international conspiracy of silence dating back to the 1940s. Albert says that evidence of these secrets are buried on a Navajo reservation not far from here. He says that he'll take you as soon as you're able.
You.
I'm afraid you're on your own with this. I didn't show up for a meeting with Skinner day before yesterday, and I don't know what the repercussions will be.
You've taken a big risk.
I was certain they would have killed you, Mulder.
Thank you. Thank you for taking care of me.
There's something else. My name is in those files. It appears in the latest entries with Dwayne Barry's.
In what context?
It's not clear, but it has something to do with a test. I want you to find out, Mulder. I need you to.
You said you knew I was coming.
In the desert, things find a way to survive. Secrets are like this, too. They push their way up through the sands of deception so men can know them. Here, this is my house.
Why me?
You are prepared to accept the truth, aren't you? To sacrifice yourself to it?
I don't understand.
There was a tribe of Indians who lived here more than 600 years ago. Their name was Anasazi. It means the ancient aliens. No evidence of their fate exists. Historians say they disappeared without a trace. They say that because they will not sacrifice themselves to the truth.
What is the truth?
Nothing disappears without a trace.
You think they were abducted?
By visitors who come here still. See for yourself.
Those rocks. It's down there.
Enough, apparently.
Where are you?
At the Betty Ford Center. Where are you?
I need to talk to you, Mr. Mulder, in person. There are things to explain.
I'll save the government the plane fare. I just need to know which government that is.
Your father may have told you things, Mr. Mulder. I should warn you against taking those things at face value.
Which things are those?
He was never an opponent of the project. In fact, he authorized it.
That's what he couldn't live with.
No, he couldn't live with it because you had him killed.
We weren't involved in that.
Listen to me, you black-lung son of a bitch. I'm going to expose you and your project. Your time is over.
Expose anything, and you only expose your father.
Scully.
Yeah, it's me.
Where are you?
Nowhere I ever expected.
What do you mean?
I'm in a boxcar, buried inside a quarry.
There are bodies everywhere.
Bodies?
Stacked floor to ceiling.
What happened to them?
I don't know.
Mulder, in these files, I found references to experiments that were conducted here in the U.S. by Axis Power scientists who were given amnesty after the war.
What kind of experiments?
Some kind of tests on humans, but they're referred to as merchandise.
But these aren't humans, Scully. From the look of it, I'd say they were alien.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty damn sure. Wait a second. This one. That's a smallpox vaccination scar.
Mulder.
Oh my God, Scully. What have they done?
Mulder? Mulder, what happened?
This.